White House claims we are securing the border despite record illegal drug deaths and migrant crossings. By Charlie Spiring on August 31, 2022. The White House claimed Wednesday that President Joe Biden was successful in securing the border, despite record numbers of drug overdoses during his presidency and migrants crossing into the United States. The fact that we are securing the border, the fact that we are securing record levels of funding from DHS so they can stop illicit drugs from entering into the country. This is what's happening under this administration, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said. But under President Biden's leadership, both the number of migrants and illegal drugs are increasing and continue flowing through the border. In 2021, more than 107,000 Americans died from drug overdoses, a record number in the United States, up 15% from the previous year. Under Biden's presidency, 4.9 million migrants have crossed the border since he took office. This is not the first time the Biden administration has struggled with telling the truth about the border. On Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre claimed that people were not simply walking across the border of the United States, despite multiple videos showing migrants doing just that. It is not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border, she said. In May 2021, Biden's Secretary for Homeland Security, Alex Mayorkas, also inexplicably claimed the border is closed even though historic numbers of migrants were flowing into the United States.